Welcome to Glory and Peace Church International. Bible study will be on hiatus for the summer. Our prayer meetings are Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and available only on Zoom. For Zoom, our meeting code is 851-843-5513. The passcode 945071. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in July. Are you interested in being baptized? Let us know. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on our social media platforms. Volunteers are needed in the cleaning department. Please reach out if you can help. We need your help on Saturday, July 27th for our block party. There is a sign-up sheet in the back at the usher's desk.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. Let's stand and start praise and worship together. Father, we thank you that you are here. Your spirit is here. Fill this atmosphere. Hallelujah. We worship you. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We just worship your name. We honor you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are so good. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Here we go. Yes, Lord, for you are holy.
You are holy.
Oh, yes, you are mighty.
You are mighty.
Lord, you are worthy.
You are worthy.
Lord, worthy of praise.
Worthy of praise.
Lord, I will follow.
I will follow.
And yes, I will listen.
I will listen.
I will live my life for you.
Yes, Lord, I will
That you have your way in our hearts, have your way in our being. We cast off everything that is not of you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you fill us with your glory, with yourself, Father. Have your way in our hearts, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Oh, come. Again, create in me.
Create in me.
Cast me not away from thy presence, O my God, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, that is our prayer. Many times, as your people, we falter. We go in a path that we should not. And we thank you, Father, that you're a faithful God who doesn't give up on us. You are there, helping us, carrying us, directing us. And Lord, O God, today we cry out to you and ask, O Father, that our hearts not be hardened for whatever reason. O Lord, O God, that we be tender, vulnerable to your grace, vulnerable to your truth, vulnerable to that which you present to us, believing, following through, that we may experience your awesome love, your power, your tender mercies, your goodness at all times. Lord, we worship you. We call upon your everlasting name this day. And we say, Father, have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Savior, today. Wash me just now, Lord. Wash me Just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow. There is no name like your name. It is by your name and only by your name that we can be certain that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess your lordship of the things in the heavens, the things in the earth, and the things under the earth. And Lord God Almighty, that starts with us. Our knees bow before you. Our tongues confess your lordship. And we say, Father, don't let us fall by the wayside. Don't let the life that you've given us be as those that fell amongst the rocks or fell amongst the thorns. Let our lives be a seed sown in good, fertile, plowed land. We might produce fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. Because as your word is, so are we. For we are word made. You breathe into us your word. Let that word never, never fail. It is an incorruptible word. So, Father, we embrace and become one with your incorruptible word, that our lives at no time be corrupted. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 You know that song, Carry Me They Go? Jehovah, Carry Me They Go. Okay, let's sing that one. They might not know it, but they will catch up. I don't know that you know it. You don't know this one.
I'm gonna learn it.
You're going to learn it real quick.
Carry me, they go. Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go.
Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Baba, carry me, they go, they go, they go,
carry me, they go, Ba
worship team. Praise the Lord. May the Lord carry you far in the spirit today. Amen. May he carry you to the right destination. Amen. Let us pray for our children. Those of you sitting down, just stretch your hands as we pray. All right, David, we're going to pray. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for another wonderful day that you have given to us. We thank you for giving us life. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for giving us all that we have. Shelter, clothing, food, fresh air. We breathe freely. We give you praise. Thank you for our families, our friends. Pray for all our biological children, all our spiritual children, all our partners, extended families, children standing here before me, and all those who hear the sound of my voice from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life. We commit all our lives to you, Lord. It is you that have given us life. We ask you, God, to help maintain our life. May we remain in you and please you all the days of our lives. Father, may these children grow strong in faith, strong in the things of God. May all your children excel in good things. May evil bypass them. In the name of Jesus, those of them that have wicked hearts, Father, transform them. Purify their hearts, that they will not be bent to evil, but they will bend to the will of God. They will grow like plants grow, facing light. May they face your glorious light. And may they grow strong, strength to strength, health to health, peace to peace, joy to joy. And those in school age, may they excel in school. If their mind is not able to assimilate, heal their mind, that they can understand what they are being taught and be able to recall it, that they will be at the top of the cream, not at the bottom. May scholarship come to them. In the name of Jesus, those working, may they receive promotions at their workplace, not promoted to hardship, but promoted to blessing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless families here. Those that are struggling behind the scene, bring healing to them. Healing to their physical body, to their mind, to their spirit, to their soul. Lift your people to come to your table. And as they eat of the bread of life, may the life giver remain inside them. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for all our lives. We bless your holy name. If you believe, those say amen.
Amen.
Well, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We welcome you into our hearts, into our service, into our city, our nation, and into our affairs. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Good day, everybody. Praise the Lord. All right. Turn your Bible to Colossians chapter 1. We have about 29 verses, so you need to catch up. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Colossae is just another town in Greece. Just like we say, the Winnipeg is in Canada. Praise the Lord. So it's writing to a specific people. But this is the word of the Lord, so it's not spread abroad in all our hearts that we partake. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's God that chooses man and woman to be a man of God. It's not something you make yourself. It's what God does. Paul was chosen by the will of God. Say amen. Verse 3, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world. Are you part of the world? So it was written to them in Colossae, but it is for all of us. So we in Winnipeg, we are part of the world. Amen? Wherever city you are today, this word is for you. Say amen. And bringeth forth fruit. Hallelujah. The word of God will continue to bring forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Verse 7. As you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. So there's reporting going on of what is going on in the church. Those who are faithful and those who are not. He's getting all this feedback. May the feedback that God's angels come to get today to give back to God may be a good feedback on our behalf. Say, Lord, help me. So there will be a good feedback to you from my life. Say amen. That is a good prayer for you to pray. Verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Say amen. 10, you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. See, their prayer there was not that you will receive car, you will receive house, you will receive chicken, you will receive a goat, but is that you should receive what? To be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So your part of your prayer focus for your life must always be more of the spiritual than the natural. It got quiet again. Your prayer for your life must be more of the spiritual than the natural. Is the spiritual that manifests the natural? Say amen. If you are getting manifestation in the natural without the spiritual, it's all going to leave you. They will never stay with you. May you desire the spiritual to control your natural. Say amen. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You don't stay stagnant. You must continue to increase. Say, Lord, increase me in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Giving thanks unto the Lord, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Say amen. We are partakers. Somebody say, I'm a partaker of inheritance of the saints in light, not in darkness, in light. Say amen. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. And we are made in that image of this invisible God. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. How many of you have Jesus in your heart today, where you are living in this realm? Say amen. Say amen. Everything is going to come out of him. And if you live in him, everything good is going to come out of your life also. Say amen. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Hallelujah. He's number one. He's in front of everything. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. So in Christ, everything you are looking for in life, in this world, in the one to come, in the visible and invisible world, it's all coming from our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's a very important person in your life. Never ditch the Lord. Let him be Lord of your life. Say, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. Have your way in my life. Say amen. Verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. So we know we cannot ask God to reconcile our family back to himself. Say amen. That means restore. We restore them. Bring them back to their original state. Say amen. Say, Lord, bring me and my family to the original state you made me to be. Say amen. Made in his image and likeness, and blessed in all directions. So that's what you are praying. Amen. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled. Aren't you glad he saved you and me? Verse 22, in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 He redeemed us to perfection. 23, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Somebody praise the Lord. You should spend time praying for the ministers of God, at least the genuine ones. They do suffer, but they don't suffer because of themselves. They suffer for the body of Christ. May the Lord strengthen the true ministers of God. In the name of Jesus, and may the joy of serving the Lord always filled your hearts. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen like you mean it. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. A true minister cannot do whatever they like. They have a standard and they have a place where God has placed them. They cannot go outside that parameter. They are not ordinary. And don't expect them to act ordinary. Say amen. So you must pray for your ministers because they pray for you all the time. 26. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Somebody praise the Lord. It's talking about revelations that they didn't understand, but now even you have more than they had. So praise the Lord. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Glory is not lost anymore. We got the glory. It's restored. All fell short of the glory of God because of sin. But Jesus came and restored the glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even the Gentiles who were not partakers, they've been made partakers in Christ Jesus. So that's all of us. If you are not a born Jew, a born seed of Abraham, bloodline, and now you are all the other nations were considered Gentiles. But praise the Lord today, in Christ Jesus, we are all in. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because the covenant God made, he made it with Abraham and for his seeds. But Jesus died for that covenant so that we, the Gentiles, will be part of it. Somebody give God a big praise. Well, Galatians 3, 13, 14 tells you that. So we're not reading that right now. Praise the Lord. Verse 28. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you believe in the deception of the God has given grace for you to continue to sin, and it's all right, you will make it to heaven, you have been deceived. Get out of that deception and ask the Lord to continue to cleanse you with his precious blood and his word. And he's called every man. Did you read that? Everyone must be present. Every man to be what? Present every man perfect where? In Christ Jesus. You must be in a place where the word washes you, where the true word of the Lord is spoken to your spirit. It's that word that's going to keep you in that place of perfection. Say amen. Stop listening to itchy messages, itchy ear, feel good. Anyhow, you're not going to make it to heaven. You must get back to the true gospel. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. The word of God is for edification, for building up, for correction, and for walking in holiness. Start working on yourself. Say amen. We're called to be perfect in Christ. Remember, he paid for everything. He reconciled all of us. Even when we're in darkness, he brought us in. We are now in the light. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm in the light. 29. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. May the Lord continue to work in every one of us. And you need to pray to God that you have ministers that the Spirit of God is working mightily in them so that they will not compromise and continue to preach the gospel in truth, in love, in mercy, in all that is good, pure and holy, healing, deliverance, wholeness, all that the Lord has required. We not compromise because of morsel of bread. They will not become an Esau. They will remain light. May the Lord light Jacob. May the Lord light his word in every one of us. Shall we rise? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. You can stand. You won't die. Stand for 5 minutes. If you're tired, sit again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm still looking for people who are sitting. If you're tired, you can sit. But if you can stand, just stand a little, because through the service, you're going to be sitting. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We magnify and bless your holy name. You are God and God alone. No one made you God. God by yourself. You made a decision to have a family. And you made us your family. We thank you for your beautiful family. Your family will forever remain with you. Draw us close to you. And may we draw close to you. In these days where wickedness is running around in the world, may we remain in that kingdom of your dear Son, where you have translated us out of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. May we operate in Christ Jesus. May we live in him, walk in him, talk in him, flow from him. May he be our director. Holy Spirit, guide us. May manifest Jesus in our lives. Let the beauty of Jesus be in us. Be seen in us. Purify us. Cleanse us from every filthiness. Let us yearn and long for you. Lord, strengthen our body. Strengthen our body. Let the feeble be made strong. Let there be no feeble among us. Every part that is weak, be strong. In the Lord and in the power of his might. We stay inside the Lord. And in this place there is strength. There is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. We stay inside the name. And in this place, there is strength. There is power. There is victory. There is grace. There is answers and solutions. Father, we give you praise. You are our hiding place. We stay in you. No matter what the circumstance says, we say, Jesus is Lord. And his lordship override every situation that is contrary. Jesus, you are Lord of my life. Is he your Lord this morning? Then say he is your Lord. Jesus, you are the Lord of my life and my household and ministry and business. In the name of Jesus. Father, we commit our lives to you. Continue to let your Holy Spirit guide and teach us, comfort us, convict us of sin, that we will not be dead in trespasses, but be quickened to leave those things and continue to look to you as the author and finisher of our faith. In Jesus' mighty name, we now pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls, peace to her palaces, prosperity to her palaces, peace to the nation of Israel, peace to your people, Lord. Remember your everlasting covenant you have made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and your seeds for all generations. Remember your people, Lord. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. Father, remember your people. And out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Thank you for blessing the nation of Israel and blessing the nation of Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Italy, Portugal, and Belize. In the name of Jesus, and all the nations where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, and all the islands of the seas, may your people return back to you. May they know time is running out, and it's time to run to the Lord. May we and our household not be left behind. As you save Noah and his household, save our family. Give them ears to hear, to enter into the ark of God, enter into the word of God, enter and be part of your kingdom. Strengthen every one of us. Draw us to you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for providing for your people, for strengthening them. Those that are sick, we declare them, be healed, be restored, be made whole. Those that are weak, we declare you strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Somebody say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Somebody say, I'm rich. In the name of Jesus, somebody say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Father, let your word come to us now with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth, healing, and deliverance, wholeness, and enlightenment, to know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and his blood was not shed in vain, but that it has quickened us. May we be quickened by your Spirit as the word comes into us. May we not be forgetful hearer, but doers of the word. And the word comes with profit. May the word profit our life. Glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name, bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who will tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Apostle.
Thank you. Two weeks ago, I told you something changed. We live in very interesting times, and I need you to listen real good today. I need for you to listen real good. No one is here by accident. I had an encounter with the Lord this morning early, and he showed me what was coming up and how bad it was going to be. If you've never spent time in the Word of God, you need to spend time in the Word of God now. 2 or 3 decades ago, I told you to even watch your Bible. I mean, if you remember that. I told you then that even your Bible is going to be changed. I told you then that while you were further down a little bit later, I told you that even while you are busy updating your devices, your scriptures were going to be updated. Remember me saying stuff like, I cannot tell you everything. I cannot tell you everything. But this much I can tell you. You need to know the Word of God. Don't know the Word of God based on what I'm saying here. I know I'm committed to speaking the truth of God. I know that. But be a Berean Christian who goes back and checks it. Did you hear what I just said? The Lord said to me, seducing spirits have been released. It's not that there's not been seducing spirits from the garden. Where Eve was seduced. It's not that the latter days didn't start after Jesus died, rose again, and ascended into the heavens. But we are in a very specific period of the latter days. And if you thought you've heard doctrines of devils before, you've not heard anything yet. A lie that is obvious from the very beginning to the end is not one that deceives. The lie that deceives is loaded with elements of truth, but twisted. One of the ways that the enemy changes culture and changes the mindset of people is to change the language. So we reinterpret words and they become the new standard. But the Word of God, I know I'm in the Church of God, not because I pastor here, but because of the consistency of God. Not only do I hear what God has to say, but I listen to the things that Mama is going to be saying in the service. And the uncanny way that what she says and what I'm about to preach is like that. Like that. And she doesn't have a clue what I'm going to preach about. Sometimes I don't have a clue what I'm going to preach about. Are you understanding me? Because I stopped preaching sermons decades ago. I think the last sermon I preached was maybe sometime around 1978. From that time point, I listen to hear the message of the Lord. What is God trying to say? It's not what I prepared. What is God saying? What is God? Father, what are you saying? I keep my ears to the ground to hear what he's saying because I need to be on time and in time. I need to be in the right place at the right time. Because if you're in the right place at the wrong time, you get frustrated. If you're waiting for the bus and the bus is supposed to show up at 9 a.m. and you are there at 6 a.m., guess what? Where's the bus? And you get frustrated, and the chances are you're going to leave, and when you leave, because you think the bus is not coming, the bus will come. So you got to keep your ears to the ground. To listen. What is God saying? Is it time? Sometimes he tells you something. It's not time yet. But just to remind you that he is still coming. Hallelujah. For some 20 plus years, God kept on telling Abraham, you're going to have a son. 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 And finally the son came. But in the midst of it, frustration. And Ishmael, seducing spirits, worked with Abraham, the father of faith. Ishmael was born. Don't be in a rush. Because you can miss your timing. Two, don't always be looking for new truth. The truth that you know is the truth that will set you free. People are looking for new revelations, and that's where seducing spirits will hook you. Know the foundations of the Word, the doctrines of God. Did you hear what I said? Know who Jesus is. Know who the Father is. Know who the Holy Spirit is. Know what the Word of God says about anything. Study it to be a workman approved of God. Because there are seducing spirits released. And they're going to deceive many. And in fact, the Word of God says, even the elect. Come with me to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's give this a quick run. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 starts out this way. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. The Spirit of God speaketh expressly. That means very clearly, very emphatically. God's Spirit is speaking. It is declaring certain things. It is saying to us particular things. The word is the word rhetos. It is saying to us that in the latter times, and that gives me, when the Lord says seducing spirits have been released, it tells me that we've come to the latter of the latter times. Are you with me so far? And in these latter times, everything has been set up for the manifestation of the Antichrist, the anti-anointed one, which means that there is. Are you with me? Come, 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 come. The Lord spoke to me many years ago. He said the spirit of the Antichrist is the spirit of science and humanism. That tells me this, that there is going to be amazing, amazing, extraordinary breakthroughs in science and in the emphasis of man. Are you with me so far? Humanism. This spirit is going to compete, because anti doesn't necessarily mean to be against. It means to also run alongside, comparing itself. Are you with me? You get that? Okay. So you have options. You have the options of man, and you have the options of God. And what happens, and those that are Africans, and let me use Africans, where you did not have amazing hospitals, knew how to believe God for their healing. Are there any Nigerians here? There's some. Why are you chuckling? Carry me, they go. They knew how to believe God until they came here. You knew how to deal with issues until you came to a place where there's medication everywhere, amazing hospitals everywhere, and you knew how to pray and believe God for finances until you came here, and there's all kinds of jobs, and you can make all kinds of money, and all of a sudden, your faith walk dropped because there was a competing solution. What am I believing God for when I can get the med? What am I believing God for when I can get the money? I can just go to the wall and push some buttons and money will come out. You stop believing. You let go of your first love. You knew how to pray, but now it's mind power. And that's a problem that is about to face the church like never before. What are we believing God for? So, our preachers, instead of preaching the word of faith, have become life coaches. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you know how many preachers are life coaches today? That's all they do. I'm a life coach. No longer preaching the word of God. I remember one of my friends was a guest speaker many years ago. And he was at the hotel. And he happened to be flipping through and he saw a Call to Victory broadcast. And when I saw him later on that day, he said to me, he says, I saw your television program today. I said, yeah, we're on twice a day. He says, so you're still preaching this sin thing, huh? I said, what do you mean, sin thing? We don't talk about sin. If I stood here now and start preaching about hell, somebody is going to be saying, hey, what's that all about? But let me tell you something. Hell is not the real deal. It's called the lake of fire, because even hell gets thrown into the lake of fire. We've got to take a hold of God and be connected to God and not allow the world system to erode out of our spirits the word of God. It says in the latter days, something is going to happen. Some shall depart from the faith. They will depart from the faith. Why? Because they've given heed to seducing spirits. They've listened to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. In the latter times, as I'm speaking expressly, this is going to happen. This is not a maybe. This is going to happen. Now, the question then is this: am I going to be one that is giving heed to seducing spirits? For example, you know, the word of God says a bishop should be a husband of one wife. Yes? Well, a seducing spirit will teach you and say, well, that word is for the bishop. But if you're not a bishop, you can marry two. You can marry three. The question is, it does not tell you that if you're going to marry another, you must have to have lusted after another. Are we together? The agenda of the enemy is to take one leg of the stool and cause you to balance with your leg for the other, with the other two. And then it's going to take the one off, and all you are sitting on is the poking. It's the poking of the only leg that is left. How long are you going to sit there? The deception of the enemy is to cause people to falter, watering down the word of God. There is a standard. Someone says standard. If there is no standard of measurement, then how do you know what the truth is? The truth is not you got your truth and 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 I got my truth. Whose truth is superior? The truth that is the truth is the word of God. Someone say the word of God. And the Bible says it is an incorruptible word. Hallelujah. It is an incorruptible word. And if you are not born again by that incorruptible word, you will be corrupted. That's why you must not listen to just any message. You got to listen to the message which is birthed out of heaven, the word of God, which is the truth. And that truth does not compromise. It does not change, you know, based on the year and the century. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because that truth is Jesus. That truth is the word of God. If the word of God says homosexuality is wrong, it is wrong in the first century, the second, the third, the 20th, the 21st, the 25th, the 30th. It will still be what? Wrong. If the word of God says drunkenness is wrong, it is always wrong. If the word of God says adultery is wrong, it is always what? Wrong. You don't flip it. Well, we're not compatible, and I think God will be okay with it. I'm getting divorced from thou. Well, the word of God says if you're going to get divorced like that, don't get married again. Oh, but Pastor, there are so many men and women of God that are divorced and remarried, and God is still using them. Oh, that's your standard? God is still using them? Didn't you see in the word of God that these deceivers, and I'm going to show it to you in just a moment, these deceivers, the Bible says, they are going to do signs, wonders, and miracles. And it is because of the signs, wonders, and miracles that even the elect were going to get deceived. Listen, don't follow and listen based on signs, wonders, and miracles. Because the devil can do miracles too. All he needs to do is release the person that he has put into bondage free, and the person will become free, and you will say it's a miracle. You didn't hear what I said. If you put cancer on somebody and he takes the cancer off, it's a miracle. It wasn't cast out, it was taken out. Taken out by the enemy who wants to deceive, just like the spirit of Python that was following Paul and saying, listen to these guys, these are men of God that are teaching you the way of the truth. Was it the truth? Yes, but it was trying to buy into the system so that when Paul and Silas are gone, and Paul and Barnabas and Paul and whoever is gone, it can occupy the space. Didn't I prophesy correctly? There are people today who are necromancers, who are behind the pulpit. They're going to cemeteries to tap the anointing. And what is their scripture? Elisha's bones still had the anointing. So let me go to that graveyard and get some anointing. You get something. It's seducing spirit. The devil is a liar. It says here, they gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy. They were speaking lies in hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy? Hypocrisy is reducing the truth to a livable lie. Lies that teach and say, oh, you've got grace, so now you can do whatever it is you want to do. That's of the devil. It's reducing the truth of God to a livable lie. Are we together so far? Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Their conscience is seared with a hot iron. Now, what does that ultimately mean? In the days of slavery, and some of that is still happening today, people were seared with hot irons to declare that they were properties of the one who seared them. Are we together? Well, what the word of God is saying is their conscience is seared with a hot iron, means that they've been enslaved by that seducing spirit. They are scarred. They are hardened. Their whole life now is in the hands of the enemy. And part of what they say, the Bible says, forbidden to marry. Why? Well, this is how you get spiritual. You abstain from marriage. That's spirituality done by the works of man. Spirituality. Well, this is the temple of God. Don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that, this, don't eat that, so that you are spiritual. So it is an extreme, a swing to another extreme of being legalistic and not operating in the wisdom and understanding of the Word of God. Are we together so far? But what I want you to see also about forbidding to marry. Wow. I saw something that is normal, you know, it's become normal in our society. Guys going with guys, girls going with girls. But I saw that this became so normal that it was the predominant thing that was happening. Are you with me so far? This became the predominant thing. Now, it makes sense. For the Bible tells us that the spirit of the Antichrist was a lover, not of women, but of men. It's part of the spirit of Antichrist. And what is the net result of that? Depopulation. I don't know if you heard me. Depopulation. What is the agenda of science today? And humanism today? Depopulation. So that there can be control of the few. The devil's a liar. The things God showed to me this morning, because I was still going to go back to where I started out 2 or 3 weeks ago. If my people who are called by my name, I've not finished that message. But God has not allowed me to go back to it yet. So my total intent was that this morning, I'm going to be preaching on that particular passage. Until the Lord says, not so, not yet. This is what you're going to talk about. And it showed me, opened my eyes to see what was happening. All the things that were happening. All around. He says, there's been a release of seducing spirits. And instead of people marrying as they should, male to female, because that's what God calls marriage. He says they're going to forbid to marry, even though they call it marriage. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3. 2 Timothy 4 and 3. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Don't want to hear it. But after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. These things are happening already. But what the Lord is saying is, there's going to be an intensity of this. not enduring sound doctrine. That's a sign. When you're hearing the word of God and you start saying, but, I don't believe that. I don't agree with that. Well, who are you fighting with the preacher or the word of God? If the word of God says it, then what are we arguing about? If you find yourself arguing with that man of God who is preaching the word of God, the truth of God, but you don't like it, and so you want another message, so you're going to skip from this church to that church over there to hear Kool-Aid message. Well, once upon a time, there was a man with some Kool-Aid called Jim Jones. He had cyanide in it. It still looked like Kool-Aid, still tasted like Kool-Aid, but those who drank it were dead. Are you arguing with the word of God? You don't want to hear the word of God? Well, every time I go to that church, the word is so hard. So I'll take a break for 2 weeks and then I'll come and check it out again. No, you need to embrace the word of God. It is for your life, your eternal life. Amen? The word of God says, it says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They'll be turned unto fables. It says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. In other words, you're going to be afflicted. You're going to be attacked. Things are going to go wrong. Things are not always going to be smooth and nice and amazing. He says, but you should do the work of the evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. In other words, stay steady. Stay steady. Don't give up. You believe in something, stick to it. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. He says what? Study to show thyself approved unto God. Study to show yourself approved unto man. Is that what it says? No. The standard is not man. The standard is God. It says you need to study to show yourself approved to God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. You don't need to be ashamed. And what people, does the word of God say, shall not be ashamed? My people. So the people of God are the people that study the word of God. They hunger and thirst for the word of God. And they rightly divide the word of truth. It says, "What you've got to do this, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." Vain babblings, profane words, they'll only increase unto more ungodliness. It says, and their word, the word that they produce, will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus. These are teachers.
speaking to the people of God, and the words that they were teaching was as canker. It was corrupting the lives of the people. What are you listening to? You know, there's some ministers that I don't care whether they have signs, wonders, and miracles happening in their ministry. As soon as I see them on, I turn them off. The reason I turn them off is because whatever it is that they are spouting out of their mouth and whatever lifestyle that they are following does not correspond with the Word of God, and they are not willing to change. If there's willingness to change, I will listen to you, because you've allowed the Word of God to strike deep into your spirit. You know, once upon a time, you can identify very quickly who was not a true minister of the gospel. It was very easy, because whatever it is that they were teaching, you can tell right away was wrong. Nowadays, no. There are some incredibly, I won't say anointed, well, they are anointed by the devil. And they're spouting out things that are corrupting God's people. And if you're listening to them, they sound like they are preaching the truth. But it's not the truth. And people are taking it hook, line, and sinker. The Word of God says, by their fruits you're going to know them. This person that is teaching whatever he's teaching, how is his life operating all around? You got to be careful what you're listening to. You really do. I really do. Because there's a lot of lies going around. He says, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. That's the agenda, to overthrow the faith. Bring people to a place where they are no longer connected with the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, we read, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And this is how you're going to know that perilous times have come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They are covetous. They are boasters. They are proud. They are blasphemers. They are disobedient to parents. They are unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That's dealing with the whole aspect of homosexuality, without natural affection. They are truth breakers. They are false accusers. Oh my. Are we ever living in those days? But this is going to get worse. False accusers. About a year or so ago, maybe even two, I said to you, don't believe everything that you see and you hear. This was even before AI became what it is today. I don't come here and tell you, thus saith the Lord. I just talk. I said, even if you see the person's mouth saying it, don't necessarily believe that he said it. And what do we have now? We've got AI. That's what AI is doing right now. So you can be accused of any kind of thing. You can be placed in any kind of setting by anyone at any time. Your picture can be taken and put together with somebody else somewhere that you've never met ever in your life, and a storyline is being told. And if you are going to be gullible enough to believe that anything that you saw is the truth without investigating by the Spirit of Truth to know what God is saying about it, you will be deceived. Are you hearing what I'm talking to you about? That's the world that we are living in. Right this very moment, that's the world we're living in. False accusers. It used to be that a false accuser was somebody who said something about you, that you did such and such a thing, and there was no proof. But false accusation today can come with a proof. You're looking at me, Anyanya. Are you hearing what I'm talking to you about? False accusation, placing you where you've never been. And there's a video of it. All they need is one word from your mouth, and they will paint a whole, they will tell a whole story with your own voice. Huh? With your own voice. You'll be looking at it and saying, when did that happen? Huh? That's me. But it's not you. False accusation. Incontinent. Oh, let me not even start with that. Because we're going to be going. And it says, fierce. They are fierce. Despisers of those that are good. The person is good and they hate you for being good. Does that mean you should stop being good? No, the Word of God says, be exactly what you are. Because you are representing me. Don't change. You're preaching the truth, keep to it. It says they're going to be traitors. Heady. High-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. All they want is pleasure, not God. What does that mean? You see, the word Eden means pleasure. When God created man, he placed him in a place called pleasure. But he didn't want the thing to overtake his relationship with him. When your stuff become more important to you than your love relationship with God, you have set yourself up to become one of those. You've not learned the life of sacrifice. The life of giving, the life of just loving, the life of surrender, the life of being what God says you should be. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, do what? Turn away. He says, for this sort are they which creep into houses and leave captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. They are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
All of these things are happening in our day and our time. Now watch the next verse. It says, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, these are always coming to withstand the man of God. So do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. But I thank God for the next word. It says, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, God is saying this is going to be happening, but at the same time, the people that know their God, amen, are going to be great, and they're going to do exploits. You got to choose sides. Whether you're going to be the deceived or the ones walking in truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24. And verse 12. He says, and because iniquity shall abound, and it's abounding now. He said, because iniquity, the patterns of sin shall abound, the love of many shall do what? Wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And in the midst of iniquity taking a hold of the world, the Bible says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. For a witness unto all nations. Why? Those that are going to continue in sin are going to continue in sin. But they've got to hear the word of God so that they cannot say, we did not know the truth. Amen? That's why we've got to do everything possible to get the gospel out. That's our assignment. Get the word of God out there so everybody gets to hear it. Hallelujah. The government doesn't want me to talk about certain things. I could care less because I'm not working for the government. The government is not my Lord. Jesus is Lord. Amen? What are you going to do to me? Kill me? I'll go to heaven. You put me in prison? I'll preach there. What are you going to do? How are you going to stop me? I am not going to bend to the agenda of the enemy. Not today, not tomorrow. Praise the Lord. This gospel has to be preached. People have got to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. 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 John 16 and verse 13. John 16 and verse 13. John 16, 13. It says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Praise the Lord. For he shall not speak of himself. This is the Holy Spirit. He's not going to speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall what? Hear, that shall he what? Speak. And he shall show you things to come. That is our MO. We're listening to the Spirit of God, who's listening to the Father and to the Son. He says, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. This is the antidote to being seduced by the enemy. The Spirit of God leading us unto all truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13, 2 Timothy 3 and 13. And we begin to wrap. He says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So the deceivers will get deceived by a deceiver, and it keeps on going. And the Bible says they're going to get worse and worse. He says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Know who you learned the truth from and stick with it. Just before the pandemic, I told you about something, a phenomenon was going to start happening in rapid order. I said to us at that time, I said, there are people who are going to start starting all kinds of churches. Remember this word? They're going to start all kinds of churches. Why aren't you sitting and working with the church that you are with? In this city, I'm sure if we go through this city, we're going to find particular buildings where there might be two or three churches. It's not one United and then one Catholic and then one Baptist. They are all most likely Pentecostal churches. You all believe the same thing. Why are you all separated all over the place? Because the agenda is not the preaching of the gospel. The agenda is something else, but you don't just attend any place because somebody's preaching there. Do you know what spirit they're carrying? What their agenda is? Matthew 14 and verse 22. So much more to share with you. No, that's not the verse that I want. Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Actually, let me take it from verse 21. It says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. I'm asking God to help us. About 20 years ago, maybe 15, maybe not that long, about 15 years ago, the Lord says not to say it, so I'm not going to say it. But this I have to say to you right now. your walk with God is of utmost importance. Let this not just be a tradition, a traditional thing that we do. We go to church on Sunday. We get dressed, we go to church. We sing some songs, clap our hands, raise our hands, listen to a message, give our offerings, and we go home. That equals Christian. If that's you, you finished. You're done. This got to be you being one with Christ. When I come here preaching the word of God, I'm not here to play. There's time for joking around and playing around. But as soon as I stand behind here, all of that stops. And all I want to hear is what God is saying. And when I want to say my own thing, he says, no. And I shut that. No matter how good that illustration would have been, shut. Because the only thing you need to hear from me is what God is saying. And the only thing you need to take from here today is what God has said. And the way you show forth that which God has said is for you not just to hear it, hook, line, and sinker, but hear it and investigate it to make certain that once again, it is the truth. Our orange is good. Grapes are good. Strawberries are good. Blackberries, blueberries. When you bring it home, do you just toss it in your mouth or do you wash? You wash. Because you washed the first one that you had yesterday, does that mean that the others are washed? You wash every time. Well, every time you hear the word of God, you got to take it afresh. Make certain it's coming out of a clean pipe. You don't want any corruption coming your way. Amen? Praise the Lord. Did we all hear it? God is good? Amen. All right. Thank you. Well, at this time, we will honor God with our giving. I look forward to being with you again tonight for another special time in the Word. Just come, honor God with your giving. Is that Gerald that I see back there? Oh, bless you. I heard you were in town, but I said, I'm not going to believe it until I see him, because he didn't tell me he's in town yet. So now I believe that you're here. Amen. Praise God. That's a wonderful son doing great things. And he's played basketball around different parts of the world, and now he's in his hometown, Winnipeg, playing for our team here. We give God praise for that. If you've not received your communion elements, please raise your hand and the elements will be served to you by the ushers. While communion is being served, I want you to take note of what I'm saying to you today. The agenda of the seducer is to move you away from the truth. If you refuse to move away from the truth, you've not been seduced. When afflictions come and the enemy says, dump this, don't do it. Stay with the truth. Stick with God. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't ever give up. If you're giving up, you've been seduced. You've become a wanderer. Planeo, that's the word for seduction. It's root word for planet, wandering. Stay. Praise God. Are we ready? Rise with me. This is the body of Christ. This is for your healing. This is for restoration in your life. This is a declaration of salvation over your life. This is you partaking, as the Lord will say, of His body and of His blood. In essence, taking on His DNA. As you take of this, may God's healing anointings, His loving kindness, His tender mercies, His awesome power flow in to your life and cause you to flourish on every side. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
As we take of this cup of blessing, may our soul be preserved.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
May our mind be stayed on Him.
Amen.
May we walk with Him, and may we never leave Him.
Amen.
May we not be deceived.
Yes, Lord.
May we hear His voice.
Amen.
My sheep know my voice, and they hear my voice. May we be that sheep that hears His voice.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
Amen. Let's sing this song. The original words are, "Fill my cup, Lord." But I want us to sing it as, "Fill my life, Lord." Amen. Fill my life, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my life, fill it, Lord, and make me. One more time. Fill my life, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of
feel it, Lord, and take me home. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my life, feel it, Lord, and make me whole. Feel my life, feel it, Lord, and make me whole.
Make a funnel all over this place. Father, we lift up our hands and we say, pour of your Spirit into us. Lord, we want to be those that can never be deceived. Thank you, Father, that your incorruptible word is keeping us incorruptible. We give you praise. Let your life flow in us and through us. And may our lives testify of your goodness all our days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated for just a quick moment. Let me greet the guests that are here, and I'll come back and we'll greet those that are on Zoom. But we'll cut off from those that are on Facebook and YouTube at this time, and I'll be back. All right. Praise the Lord.